An Unexpected Fair, A Tale in Five Chapters by Mary Tuttiett, writing as Maxwell Gray. Chapter 1. Some people have a pronounced talent for despising the amusements and pleasures of life, and very fortunate creatures they are, for it is clear that more than their fair share of the amusement lurking about in odd corners of this labyrinthine universe has been given to them to cause this satiety. Or, perchance, it may be truer to say that more amusement than they are able to assimilate has been offered to their mental palate. Mark Forrester was one of these fortunate unfortunates. He seemed to have found everything out and detected the hollowness of all things. Though a younger son, he was afflicted with a fortune a year and no compensating skeleton in his closet. And, as he was neither a genius nor a scoundrel, he scarcely knew what to do with himself without the warm stimulus of necessary labour. He had not even the consolation of a hobby, nor the solace of being a fool. Of late, he had taken to cab driving, in which he found temporary comfort. He was no common Mark. He was an honourable, and consequently a noble Mark, and had made his mark till he became a mark of admiration in the pursuits most esteemed by the gilded youth of today. And he had even been marked with distinction in university lists. Naturally, he had received many marks of esteem from those members of the fair sex who no longer faced the arena of the ballroom on their own account, but on that of their young. He was the gilded mark at which the bold and wary hunter of the husband aimed with care. But he had, as yet, made no Mrs. Mark. Of all things, he hated conventionality, and he found the fair creatures of society conventional to a fault. There were moments when, under the influence of this hatred, he even thought of eschewing the modern use of the tub and putting it to the more comprehensive purposes of the Grecian sage, he who appropriated the sunshine. But in this, the flesh, cradled as it were in cold water, was weak. Besides, he dreaded the ruler of the civilized Englishman, the British policeman. At times, he envied his brother, Lord Woodman, who, though little wealthier than himself, would, on the demise of Lord Granvener, their father, become a legislator of his country and a large landowner, which, as the Honourable Mark knew, is not only a position of toil and difficulty, but also perhaps in a few years may be one of personal danger, for the example of grinding the faces of landlords has been set with success, and no one can tell to what lengths the despotism of the irresponsible many will be carried. It was near the hour when good old-fashioned ghosts used to break churchyard and good old-fashioned fairies to begin their revels, the once witching but now too familiar hour of midnight. And Mr. Forrester had just left a theatre where the afterpiece had been a burlesque on something, perhaps on Paradise Lost. He was always expecting some enterprising pulpiteer to run up a burlesque church and start a burlesque liturgy. From his experience of the public taste, he thought that the thing would draw. Thus musing, he mounted the driving seat of his private hansom. The groom was about to step inside when a gesture from his master warned him to go home, and the hansom driver started on his lonely and adventurous career. It is supposed that one of the sweet little cherubs who keep watch over the recklessness of English tars, schoolboys and street infants is told off to protect hansom cabs in London. Accidents do sometimes occur for all the cherub's care. These ought not to be called accidents, but natural sequences, the safe journeys being the real accidents. This private vehicle behaved as miraculously as its public fellows. It darted like lightning round abrupt corners. It wound a swift and sinuous course through densely packed vehicles going in five different directions at once at 50 different rates of speed. And it charged itinerant vendors' stalls and the forms of foot passengers with the apparent purpose of cutting them in two, but relented in the very act, shaving these obstacles with the most delicate accuracy.